This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Let me chomp on.
Go ahead, Dish.
Get you some of that chomper down in this. Tasty.
Hold on.
There you go. You gotta get the good crunch in. All right. So we are, I guess this is JJTM on the road.
We've deployed ourselves to our Austin office.
We are in the Forerunner that I named Darth Invictus. I think this is what the name of the car is.
Darth Invictus.
And we are pulling out of the Buc-ee's in
Temple.
My mouth
is stuffed.
And en route to Austin. I've got a quick observation about Buc-ee's here.
Since we just left there and I got pickled popcorn.
Yep. And it was completely insane. Is Buc-ee's becoming the Walmart of truck stops or gasoline stations, places to refuel? Because that was very third world country-esque in there and very chaotic.
I didn't know that you compared Walmart crowd to third world now. What are you about to eat?
No, I'm about to eat some white chocolate macadamia nut cookies. They're really good.
I'm eating our sponsor popcorn.
Big Papa?
Van Holten's Big Papa dill pickled popcorn. It's delicious. Now we can continue.
You ever had a dill in your mouth?
No, but I bet your mom has.
So, yeah, we're getting back on 35 here. We had to fight traffic, of course, because it's Memorial Day weekend. And
we've almost killed like 10 people already.
I did run a school bus full of
Blind kids
and Catholic children off the highway. It burst to flames. They're in hell now.
Yes.
As we drove by, we played Twisted Sisters.
You're gonna burn in hell.
So you had a hot sports opinion you wanted to spit out.
Oh, we're done talking about Buc-ee's? Because I had a hot sports opinion about Buc-ee's.
Well, yeah, go for it. That's what...
See, when I was growing up, and I was in a band...
There were no Buc-ee's?
We had Buc-ee's, and it was cool. A cool place for bands to go to. You got to get refilled up on your smokes, your big gulps. Well, that's 7-Eleven, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's copyright 7-Eleven.
Your Buc-ee gulp. And got you some refreshments and some more beer, whatever. Now, yeah, it's totally Walmart Part 2 Electric Boogaloo with gas. Like, something I've noticed about Buc-ee's, too. They are super proud of Buc-ee's name.
Oh, yeah.
Like a thing of, if you get a bag of nuts, you're at least shelling out $7.
It's all about the name. It's all about the beaver.
Mm-hmm.
And who doesn't like a nice beaver?
I think that beaver's evil.
I've never had any evil beaver.
But we've discussed alternate universes before in our show. The people that go into Buc-ee's are in an alternate universe for sure.
They're not in universe A or B?
No.
They're in like Z?
It reminds me of when cattle, like you'd ring the cattle, there's food bell, and all the cattle just start coming up. And like,
yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
Well, maybe that's what the billboards do. They wrangle people up like cattle.
It triggers your cattle part of the brain, your cattle mandibula.
Now, you, in your day-to-day job, Matt, you work right next door to a Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
And you go in there quite a bit during the week?
I tried not to. I try to keep that down to a minimum because it's a beating.
Even that one there during the week? I would think it'd be...
Even it can be beating this at times. And it's because of, especially in the summer.
Have you ever seen anyone walk out with, say, a painting or a...
Like a Picasso?
A skull, a cow skull that's encrusted in glass or crystals?
No.
Or a bejeweled something or another?
Bejeweled, yes.
a bejeweled Bucky's shirt that they purchase or whatever.
Or a lanyard that says billiards on it. Or, I mean, not billiards, Bucky's.
Bucky's. Because as you go to the bathroom, there's a ton of paintings on the wall and a ton of sculptures
maps.
And weird stuff. And there's maps. You can always use a good map. There's nothing wrong with a good map. I bought a few maps today. Not there.
Call of Duty?
No, it was for Italy. But why?
Would you buy art there?
Are there just housefrows that are walking through there and go, I like that piece of art. It's been hanging in a Bucky's right at the entrance to a restroom. I need to take it down and hang it in my house.
I don't know. Mine and David O'Hearn's girlfriend, Brittany Jones. Her parents drive all the way from part across town. They live over by Hearst in that area. Drive all the way out to my job so they can take Michaela to the Bucky's.
There's been a few people that I've known that have made pilgrimages from our part of town up to Bucky's because they needed beaver nuts or fireballs or...
They got a bar in there now?
No, the atomic fireballs.
Oh, yeah.
The Bucky brand fireballs. Or...
I don't think I've had those.
The chicken salad. Like, you can't get chicken salad from anywhere else but Bucky's?
It's not that great either, their chicken salad.
It's not. Bucky's is an interesting institution, I will say.
All right, so I was in there, and they had a great Memorial Day special on beer. I'm thirsty. They had it was a Memorial Day sale on beer. Miller Lite. Great deal. Like, I think it was a case for $18.99. Something crazy like that.
You tend to get your best deals and sales of the summer on Memorial Day.
No. I was going to buy it.
Oh.
But I was going to check in at Bucky's, right, on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I get hit with a barrage of social justice warriors who tell me, no! Do not buy that beer that's on special for Memorial Day.
In fact, do not buy anything on Memorial Day weekend.
In fact, why are you even driving? Did you buy gas?
Uh-huh.
Why'd you even buy gas?
Because I don't give a fuck about our veterans. I care more about creating more carbon pollution than I do for the people that saved, that made this country a free place where I can live.
Yeah. I have much respect and love for our military and the people that have died for our freedoms.
And that's,
but I draw the line at where I get kicked in the nuts every time I open up a any kind of social media and I'm told I'm fucking Satan because I decided to buy a 2-for-1 on Big League Chew for my daughters. They had grape because of their Memorial Day special.
It's really ridiculous. It's the same people that say that Black Friday should be abolished.
So my question is this too.
And you should get your
for the people that think that we should shut down consumerism altogether for Memorial Day. And I'm not talking about Jason. Jason made a good point of what he said. He said you buy your things that you normally do. Da 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 da. Don't go seeking out sales.
What if it's the only weekend I can buy a new mattress or a new vehicle?
That's a good point. You have to take it up with him. But I see their point. But don't be cramming shit down my throat like I'm a bad person because I decide to buy something. Okay, for instance, what are we supposed to do, Dustin? Should I go on back and said, hey, I really want this Miller Lite, this case of Miller Lite.
At regular price.
You need to jack it back up at regular price and then I'll buy it?
And I want you to take the difference of the sale price and the regular price and give it to that soldier standing right over there.
Yeah.
Is that what you're supposed to say?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
I don't either.
What about
social justice warriors? They live in an alternate universe too. And I don't know what their rules are.
Are the people that are posting this stuff on Facebook going to give me
the money?
The $8,000 I would be saving if I, you know, bought my vehicle on Memorial Day and didn't buy it, you know, any other day during the week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Totally.
I don't get it. Are you Are those people also going to offer me, you know, Zio presents financing for the first 6 years of my vehicle's purchase and guarantee me free oil changes and new tires for everything under 100,000 miles?
There's another problem. I like sports, and my TV's broke. I just bought a $1,600 lump of junk. Thanks, LG.
Didn't even make it a year.
Well, guess what? They have good deals on TVs right now.
They do. This is one of the best times to buy a TV besides Black Friday or leading up to the Super Bowl.
I like watching the Stanley Cup. I like watching the NBA Finals. I like watching the Texas Rangers.
I like
so
watching
much lately, but
trailers for Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So I can't go buy a TV?
I don't know, man. I think you need to wait till Tuesday and pay that extra $500 to $600 that you would be saving on this weekend.
Yeah. And when is my discount day? Like, when do I get? When can I, without any strings attached, don't have to feel like I'm just stabbing someone in the back, go buy something?
So, Matt, how would you get a discount? What have you done? What?
I run an award-winning podcast show.
So there should be a day for podcasting?
You've seen our donations lately?
Yeah. They're down, way down. What about, like, for the generic white guy, how come there's not a holiday of, hey,
whiteness?
I didn't go to war.
It's because you're privileged year-round, Dustin.
I haven't killed anybody.
You as a white male? You're privileged year-round.
I am now a minority in my own country.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
I don't understand. Who are you guys?
What do we get? What day do we have?
Maybe we should start Jerry Jonestown Massacre Day, and it's about white guys.
Hmm.
With beer guts.
With beer guts. Just your generic, you know.
Yeah.
Your generic blue-collared white guy that just, you know, wants to hang out, drink a Miller Lite, and watch some sports.
I guarantee you.
Maybe look for a good sale here or there.
My holiday would, I'll let you use all the discounts you want. So here's the deal, then.
Can you double coupon?
Yeah, you can double coupon. You can triple stat.
Oh, we can triple coupon. Okay.
So, if some people are so hell-bent about the holiday being a holiday, then why don't they just remove it from the... Like, don't celebrate it yourself. Don't... Like, if that's the way you want to be, that's fine. Don't celebrate it yourself. But don't get shitty with people that are taking advantage of sales and consumerism because they're fucking broke. Like me.
Well, the theory I've always had... Matt, if you'll allow me to express myself.
I think you've gotten into one of these rants before on our shows, haven't you?
My theories on holiday is that if you took a holiday and you took some time to celebrate, it would be so nice. And that's the theory I live by.
Well, I got something else, another theory. So, Memorial Day is on Monday, right?
Yes.
Well, you know what? You know what Memorial Day is?
What?
It's just a Monday.
Just a
regular Monday.
Another manic Monday?
Another manic Monday. Wishing it was Sunday, because that's my fun day.
Your I don't have to run day? So now we're in Belton. For those that don't know, Temple and Belton are like a set of tits. They're right next to each other, and in between them is this little space of cleavage.
And that's where Belton is?
No, Belton's one booby, Temple's the other booby.
And then where's the cleavage? We're in it right now, or
that
we just got out of it?
That little space we went through right there where the Harley-Davidson dealership is, that little green area. And Belton actually has a convention center that looks like a boob. We're going to pass it here in a minute. If we took a ride up here, we would go to Killeen and Fort Hood. And we all know what happened in Killeen many years ago, right?
Yeah.
What, at
Speaking
the time...
of Memorial Day, there were some people that died, some soldiers that died then.
At Fort Hood. But at Killeen...
Oh, Killeen, yeah.
Was
yeah,
the
yeah,
first
yeah,
considered mass shooting.
That's right.
In a public place. With the Lubies massacre.
That's right. That was in Waco. Didn't something happen in Waco too at a Lubies?
No, that was at Twin Peaks. The motorcycle shootout.
Not that one. I'm talking about in the '80s.
And there was, you know, the Branch Davidian compound.
Oh yeah, there was that.
Which what are you doing tomorrow when we drive
back? We should have paid homage back to.
You want to drive by it?
I would love to.
Okay. Hey, well, we can drive by it on the way back.
Is it far out of the way?
We'll set the camera up on a tripod and take our picture, and we'll be Jerry Jonestown Massacre at
the Branch Davidian.
The Branch Davidian
compounds? Yeah, that's
cult
awesome.
Compounds. Do you have your cult shirt with you? Or your cult leader?
No. No, I didn't. I didn't bring it.
We'll do it.
Well, you know what we'll do? We'll blast cult leader while we're taking pictures.
There we go. We can drive by it. Tomorrow's Sunday. They may be in service because the Davidians
memorial?
Are still out there.
Oh, they are?
There's still a church out there that's active.
Oh, dude,
yeah.
I wonder if they would let us interview them. They probably hate humans.
They probably do, and they probably hate stupid white podcasters.
Yeah. Well,
Are trying to get their own holiday named after them.
Yeah. They should have a holiday. Branch Davidians. Branch Davidian Day? Is that 420? Didn't that happen around the same time as 420?
Yeah, I think it did.
So we're rolling by the seat of our pants, no show notes, we're just winging it.
Just winging it.
I'm wanting to get enough material on this show so we can skip Tuesday.
But we have a guest coming in Tuesday, so I don't know how that's going to happen.
Oh, you know, tell him we got a date with a dolphin.
Now, we should save that for Tuesday.
I want to bring the guys in the band, our new band, Drag the Ocean, in for that show.
They would have to watch it. They all seem scared. There's a documentary that Matt found.
Yeah.
That's about 17 minutes long.
Yeah. Have you watched it yet?
I watched part of it, but then I had to do work stuff.
Okay. Yeah, everybody's got to watch it. And then they come in and we do a show. Even James. Well, James watch it too.
It is. And Marlon. We should have Marlon come in.
Yeah.
He can.
Or, yeah. Actually, any of those guys.
Yeah.
They'd have good takes on it.
It's about a guy.
It's about Dolly the Dolphin.
And Dolly the Dolphin. And maybe we should put a link in this show notes.
To the Reddit feed that I found it on?
Oh, is that
it's
where
on
you
YouTube,
found it?
Too, I'm pretty sure. Because I'm thinking that's the only place you can go. Like, if you go to Netflix and try to bring up the description, the guy with that had an affair with a dolphin.
Yeah.
You're probably just going to do something. You're probably going to do nothing but flag yourself as a pedo. On Netflix's TSA connection.
Is it on Netflix? I watched it on YouTube.
That's where I watched it. That's what I'm saying. If you try to look it up, you're not going to find it, so don't do it. All you're going to do is flag yourself as a weirdo.
How did you come across this? Or were you bored of looking up Sharpie Challenge?
I was on. I'd already looked up Sharpie Challenge to see, and the record's at 23 still.
23?
I believe. But anyway, I'd already looked all that up, and I was looking for documentaries, because I watched a documentary, and I just finished it, and I didn't have much going on at my job, because we were working a half day, and I was like, I've had this saved for a while, I'll go ahead and watch this. Actually, I only had it saved for a day, and I watched it, and oh, good gosh.
Kind of vomit in your mouth?
About three times, man. It's the real deal. Like, he goes into description. The guy that did this, the sicko that has an affair with a dolphin, goes into description, and like deep description, and about the things that went on with him and Dolly.
There's a revival.
Yeah, a what?
A revival right here, a tent revival with a giant church and cross. What if they play with snakes?
Oh, no, it looks snaky.
That looks like the place in...
that looks like Branch Davidian Part 2.
Red State.
Yeah, Red State. So, so that's a little preview of what's to come. I want to do a show because it's so over-the-top crazy. I've never watched anything like it. It was not pornographic or anything like that. It was just the guy's description, and they had some illustrations and stuff and some pictures.
Do you think it's real?
That's what I went into it thinking, that it's just shtick. It happened in Florida.
Well, weird things happen to
Florida. Real weird things happen in Florida. So that's red flag number one. And two, when you hear the guy talk, the kind of the conviction that's in his voice makes you think that it for sure is real. So, but anyway, that's to come in a few shows. Look for that. It'll be definitely be a podcast that you want to listen to because, you know, people need to know about guys having affairs with dolphins.
Totally. We'll do it like we did the labia documentary.
Oh, so we haven't hit Temple yet?
No, we're through
past Temple. I've always wanted to go up to the especially since the passing of our dear Lord Chris Cornell.
Uh-huh.
I have always wanted to go up to the Temple sign and ride under it of the dog on the highway sign.
Would you like to do that on the way home before we see the Branch Davidians?
I would. We're going to get arrested on the way home. This is what happens. This is what happens.
Why are those? Is that teepees of wood? That was weird.
It looks unstable.
There's a lot of weird stuff on this drive to Austin that a lot of people don't know about. There's just strange small town stuff you drive through and you just see off the highway.
It's so cute. So cute and romantic. How many times have we almost died in the last hour?
Three. This is like the 50th Memorial Day weekend, I think, that I've driven down here.
Yeah.
And I've only been alive. I've only been driving for, 20-something years?
Yeah.
So.
Well, stem cell research made that happen. Impossible.
Yeah. It seems like every Memorial Day I'm driving to Austin or just past it to New Braunfels.
Yeah.
Green.
I miss New Braunfels.
I do too. I miss our river trips. Eric,
I do too.
Our buddy Eric Garcia posted a photo on Facebook I saw a little while ago of the year we made 1,500 Jell-O shots, and that's no exaggeration.
Yeah.
Go look at his Facebook page and you'll see it. We counted them.
The first night they were just being made constantly.
Constantly. We made so many and we got so destroyed.
That's when I did the shot of the sopapilla shot and threw up instantly.
What was the sopapilla shot?
It's that shit that Joe and Seth, the Baron Jaeger.
Yeah.
Probably the nastiest liqueur I've ever drank in my life. And they were telling me, it's like Jaeger, man. No, it just, the name sounds similar. It's nothing like Jaeger. It wasn't anything like Jaeger.
It's like creamy honey.
Yeah, it's what it was like. Creamy honey. Cream honey. We're going to see Dillinger Escape Plan.
That we are. We've talked about this for a while.
At Mohawks, their favorite music venue in Texas.
This is their last U.S. performance, maybe ever. Maybe ever. I doubt it, but after they play this show tonight, in 2 weeks, they're in Europe. They've already said, they've already played Australia and Asia and said they're not doing those legs anymore. And since it's festival season, they're headed over to Europe. And they're going to do those festivals and then see what happens. A lot of people think they're going to make another round through the States when they get back. Who knows? But we're going to go see them at this. Wow. They have said this is their favorite venue to play in the U.S.
When we talk to the guys in Dillinger tonight, we'll get it squared down. We'll get a sense of their feeling if they're really going to be taking a long break or if they're quitting altogether or if they're going to come back and do another round of U.S. tour dates. But we found out that we get to see the American Sharks.
Yes.
They're going to open it up for the Dillinger Escape Plan.
Totally.
Yeah. And your friend's band.
The Infamists.
Not the Infamist.
No. Illustrations. Illustrations, American Sharks, Dillinger Escape Plan.
And the Infamous.
And the Infamous.
The Infamous Infamous.
Yes. I have a little rant I want to go on. I want to get your taste on this.
My taste?
Yeah, what you think. Your feelings, your thoughts, your taste. These new credit cards or debit cards with the chips in them and the chip readers.
Yeah.
That has slowed the whole process of checking out anywhere completely down.
Yeah, I don't think that. I don't think the selling point was the quickness, though. I think Because if that's the case, if they were selling it on the quickness, it's totally failed. It bogs everything down.
You can't remove it before it says it. There's not a uniform way in which the machines work. So their prompts are all different, and you have to pay attention. It's not like a universal prompt, like insert card, insert key code.
Well, so problem number one is, you see the chip reader. Does it work? You start to put your chip. No, does not work, my friend.
Just swipe the card.
What? Okay, so, and then you go to the next place. Oh, you got to use the chip reader, you dumbass.
You can't swipe the card.
What do I do here, man? So you're always trying to figure out, okay, so do I swipe or don't swipe? Do I insert or do I not insert?
Swiping, no swiping?
Do I pull out? Do I slide in? What do I do here?
Yeah.
Mastodon or the Lord?
Which one is it?
And then, so that's problem number two. Or number one. Number two is the transaction seems to take about 7 years, and you still have to put in your goddamn PIN.
Yeah. What's with that?
Yeah. What is with that?
So...
What is this? What is this?
Yeah. I don't know. Have you set your phone up to do phone payments where you, like, Apple Pay?
No, I just set up the finger... where I put my little thumb on there.
Yeah.
And it's funny because the craze at my stupid fucking job is retina scan now. The iPhone or the new Samsung phone, they're setting up to do
retina scans.
Yeah, retina.
So
problem is,
every time you go to make a purchase through your phone, you have to hold your phone up to your eyeball for it to scan your eyeball.
Yeah. I don't know if it's fully been
thought
through.
That's not speeding up the process.
And I think it got bogged down, like it got bogged down because of they didn't figure out how to how the phone's tricked from just a picture. Like, look, I'm Dustin, and I just hold up a picture of you.
Oh, are you put on my mask?
Yeah, I put on your mask made of human skin.
No, I have a mask that's for sale this Halloween. It's fully licensed. It's of me. Huh.
So
that just seems stupid.
iPhone's combating that. Like, they're coming out with a different version. It's the mushroom print.
Yep.
And what you do is you whip out your piece, your mushroom piece.
And you just smack it against the screen.
You smack it on your display, and that's how you pay for things at the mall.
Or Quick Trip.
Or the Ghetto Mart right next to Billiards in Watauga Road in Watauga, Texas.
So I use Apple Pay on my phone, and I love it. When I'm in Quick Trip, I just throw my phone up against the scanner, and I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't need it. And then it, like, 30 seconds later, I get my receipt on my phone. I'm done.
So it's quicker than a chip.
Way quicker than a chip. How long until these devices have, like, a little needle that pokes out and they have to take a... blood sample. Yeah.
Or you wear a bracelet or an embedded chip in your neck. When you walk in, it's like you just grab things. You grab what you want. You don't go by the direct cash register. And when you walk out, your chip gets scanned to hit your account. And then everything you bought gets zapped. And so it gets put on your account.
Well, you know how Disney works now, right? If you go to Disney World, they give you a bracelet.
Yeah.
And everything's stored on your bracelet. Your tickets, your money. Yeah. If you want to, you know, make charges to something, it's all on this bracelet, and it's RFID, and you just walk by the scanner or whatever.
Yeah.
And it pays. But there's also people that have those little devices that can steal all that information.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happens all the time.
RFID is not super secure.
Uh-uh.
So...
isn't that how people are getting their account information stolen when they scan their card at some of the gas stations and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the you watched Mr. Robot?
Yeah.
What about the car hacking? You think that's real and in place these days? Like, hackers can go to a parking lot and hack into like OnStar or something and start unlocking cars and starting them?
The unlocking and starting, yes, because that's been proven.
There's been documented cases of that being done.
Some guys down here in Austin did it.
Imagine that, Austin.
Where we're going. Some guys did it down here in Austin. They figured out, I can't remember whose it was. It was GM's code or something, but they got in, they started unlocking cars, setting alarms off. But you can't control a vehicle. That's where, like, these TV shows get it wrong, where all of a sudden, you know, I can't hit the brake. I can't.
Yeah.
You know, I can't. I heard Fast and the Furious. And blah, blah, blah.
I heard Fast and the Furious played on this new technology on their last movie a lot. Like, the whole them hacking auto driver mode and taking people. I mean, that's not going to happen, face it, because hackers could start kidnapping people.
Yeah.
Like, then.
They can lock you in your car and smash you into things.
Yeah.
But the, like, an autonomous vehicle, you could probably do that too. But a generic, you know, Honda Civic, you're not going to be able to, you can't control that stuff. That's not the way it works.
Yeah.
That's not, I mean, a computer only controls my accelerator when I have cruise control on.
Yeah.
And I can only turn cruise control on this vehicle when I'm like over 40.
Oh, I'm going to need a blue here in a second.
We have to stop down for some drugs?
Yeah. Daddy's getting tired again.
Hmm.
It's all this driving.
Did you go to the Henry the Archer CD release last night?
No, I had a bunch of drunkos show up at my house.
Who showed up at your house?
Gary, Maggie, Seth, Alif, Brittany. I had my girls there. And Brittany just signed me up to cook for everybody. So I had a grill.
Last night?
Yeah, while they got drunk. Because I didn't drink last night.
Matt?
Pass me one of those macadamia cookies, man. I want to try one of those.
Can we talk for a minute here?
About drunkenness?
About who wears the pants in your family?
No shit.
Why are you being signed up to do all this?
Mm-hmm.
This sounds like a borderline abusive relationship. Do we need to...
No borderline about it.
Oh, it is? It's totally abusive?
Damn, these are good.
They're rad, huh? I love them.
Macadamia nut cookies from Bucky's. You'll love it. Give it a try today. Go ahead.
Okay, anyway, back to therapy time.
Yeah, I know. Totally need therapy.
Hmm.
Damn.
They're badass, huh?
This is a good cookie.
They're really good. I'm trying to think. This always throws me off right through here, how far off we are. Because you come over one of these hills and all of a sudden you see the tollway or that expressway that shoots off and you're like, all right, we're here.
So what's the word on barbecue? Did Jeffrey Lord really burn down the food truck?
I think so. I think Jeffrey Lord, in spite, came and burned the food truck down. So my cousin and his buddy operate a food truck down here that makes bomb ass barbecue.
Is that the name of it?
No, it's called Rollin' Smoke. And you can look them up on
Jeremy.
Yeah, funny name, huh? If you you can look them up on Instagram and see the pictures. Well, we were coming down here, we were supposed to have a big meat sweat eat out before the concert.
An eat off.
And it seems like two nights ago, the trailer caught on fire.
Mysteriously, by some dude with a beard.
Red beard. But he...
taking selfies with fish lately.
Supposedly, the problem was the fire department came in and just basically obliterated everything. Because that's kind of the way they do. If you've ever had a fire in your house or you've ever been around firemen, they're trained to just destroy whatever's in their way to get to the fire and put it out. So they like to put that fire axe to use.
They chopped it up too?
Supposedly they beat the hell out of everything and drenched it and got everything soaked in water, and it kind of ruined a bunch of stuff. So,
and the Austin Fire Department's not going to pay for that.
No, they're there
to help people,
to save your life.
Yeah.
And to keep your property from being a total loss.
And from lighting other things on fire.
Uh-huh. So, we got to get down here. We're about 20 miles out now. We got to get down here and see what we're going to do. There was talks of going to Jester King. And there was talks of going to Blue Owl. If we want to.
There was talks of going to Yellow Rose.
There are talks of going to the Yellow Rose.
Those are still going on.
There were talks of us taking the Yellow Rose limo.
Yeah.
parking at the Yellow Rose and taking and commandeering their limo to the show and back. Or at least them taking us to the show and then coming back and picking us up.
Have you ever ate at the Yellow Rose?
What?
Like
what's
food?
Your, what, okay. I was going to say, what's your definition of ate?
Like food. Like
nourishment.
Stuff. Nutritional food.
Yeah. Sustenance.
Not have poon.
I don't think I have. That's no, sort of, yeah, I have. I had the, no, but they don't, a guy comes in and serves, there's a guy that shows up at about 2 or 3 a.m. with breakfast burritos.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And they're bomb.
That wasn't that wasn't from their kitchen, though.
Uh-oh.
So Jeremy needs to name his new barbecue truck.
Mm-hmm.
Poons. Poons Barbecue.
Eat
some poon.
Where are you going? I'm going to eat some poon.
Yeah, dude. That'd be awesome.
You throw that out here when we get down here.
Yeah, I will. Jeremy listens to me, man. He thinks I got smart ideas. These ideas about t-shirts.
Yeah, here's the toll road. Bam, now we're in Georgetown. All right.
Georgetown.
Georgetown's weird to me.
Yeah.
Because
I thought it was a lot closer to the East Coast, like up towards Washington.
Well,
no idea
Georgetown,
that it was down here.
This Georgetown's weird because it's built off the highway. You don't really see anything.
Yeah, and Georgetown's got some kind of energy deal, too, that's funny about them. Like, they are trying to... They're one of the only cities in America that's trying to run totally on some kind of energy deal, like wind energy or something, or some kind of...
Was it wind or
green
solar?
Solar energy or something like that.
The entire town's trying to be green?
Yeah, the entire... They're supposed to be... They're trying to be the first fully 100% green city.
But didn't... The deal was some kind of BS. Like it screwed them over. It screwed the city over.
I don't know. I barely know what I'm talking about, man. Like I saw it on some
like normal,
like Vice or something. And I didn't listen to it very thoroughly. But when they said Georgetown, Texas, like, oh man, I've been there. And they talked to the mayor.
I heard a story about it on the best podcast in the universe.
Oh, is that where they?
Yeah. They
okay,
did
my
a,
bad. No Agenda did it.
Yeah, No Agenda did it. Which, that's another thing. We're on the hunt for Adam Curry tonight.
Yeah, he's...
Him and Alex Jones and Brian Brushwood, we're all going to find all three of them.
And party.
And we're going to party or abduct them.
I just like to... You know what? I just want to kidnap Adam Curry so he can be the producer of our show. He'd be a badass producer.
No way. And did you see his Kickstarter he started yesterday?
Uh-uh.
Or his
what?
Indiegogo? For his podcast device.
Oh, did he invent that thing?
Yeah, and he's got it all worked out. I watched the video late last night before I went to bed, and it launched. Indiegogo,
yeah,
launched yesterday. They're trying to raise, I think, $500,000 in funds. And if you donate at certain levels, of course, you get one of the podcasting boxes. And it's pretty cool. It's a 2-mic input. It's got a headphone out, but it's also got 4 more inputs through the USB and like 8 outputs through the USB or something like that. But it's got all your compression, EQ, everything is built in this box.
Yeah.
And it's got the plus minus, I think, or minus positive or whatever the heck it's called for Skype audio. So that way it doesn't...
Oh, cool.
It keeps the feed going so it doesn't just kill the Skype conversation when there's dead air. So it's... It's a pretty cool looking little box. It's not that much. I mean, it could be something that would be great for on the road. The only thing is it doesn't record inside the box. You still have to have a laptop for it or a device to record to. So it's pretty nifty.
How much is it?
I believe you could pick one up for like the lowest level was $430. But they are... I mean, if you don't have an I.O. box and you want to do podcasting, that's super cheap.
Yeah.
Because regular I.O. boxes are expensive as hell. And if you get like an 8-channel like we have, they're not cheap at all. A good one is anywhere from $800 to $1,000.
Can I pick your Adam Curry brain for a second?
Sure.
I got 2 questions.
Okay.
So, listening to their show, the No Agenda show, the couple of times he... mentions, they start talking about money and finance or whatever, And I've heard him refer to himself as middle class. Now, is his definition of middle, like, is Austin's definition and of middle class and Adam Curry's definition of middle class just a little different than mine, or is he just saying that to be have a connect with the common man?
So his job is the podcast.
Yeah, but didn't he make a shit ton of money with his
other companies
buying the
and the domains?
Domains, yeah.
But he's also had like two or three divorces.
Oh.
So he has alimony and all that crap.
But then I see videos of him flying his own plane, driving around, or he talks about his RV, his Streamline, and stuff like that.
Well, he had to sell his plane not too long ago.
Oh, he did?
Or maybe a few years ago, yeah.
All right, and question number two about Adam Curry. So you're saying there's a good chance that he could be upper middle class?
I think so, but you listen to their donation segments. If they get that much...
Two times a week,
they're making a pretty good, decent income where they don't have to do anything.
See, if we would just do it, get the donation page set up the structure just like theirs, we could potentially, or I could potentially quit my stupid fucking job that I refer to as my stupid fucking job and work on show stuff 24/7. Like, imagine
you would actually work on show stuff?
Yes. Imagine what it would be like if my job was our podcast. Like, I had shit ready to go and stuff on Tuesdays. And
then I could kick back and relax and
yeah,
be like,
totally.
All right.
Totally.
All right, let's see what you know.
Then,
let's go. Yeah.
And then we could open it up and do two shows a week like
yeah,
they do.
I would do two shows a week.
Yeah, because we'd have to get paid. We want them donations.
Yeah. But would anybody listening now ever donate to us?
I don't know, man. I don't know, but it's funny when I look up our demographics of what shows people are listening to. It's shows that make a lot of money. Like, one of the shows that we get compared to via iTunes is Joe Rogan. Well, Joe Rogan, that thing's a money-making machine right now. He's got sponsorships and everything.
So, which we had a good thing going with sponsors when Seth was working on all that.
Did we?
But they were weird sponsors, and I think our idea that we just didn't pursue hardcore about the local boutique stuff, if we would have stayed on that, it would have been, I think we would have had some more money rolling in.
I don't know, because I don't know if the people would think the value was still there. That's why I like the value for value model that Adam Curry taught all the time.
Well, look at all these places
Dvorak.
That we're going to advertise with us that now people that heard us talking about them go to all the time.
Like what?
Dapper Dan's.
Dapper Dapper Dan's.
Dapper Dapper Dan's.
Dapper 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 Dan's.
Dapper Dapper Dan's.
But,
get their haircut.
I think the only thing that's going to work for us, though, for our mouths.
The Yellow Rose. We talk about the Yellow Rose all the time, and people are in there every weekend.
I'm coming down to get my payment this weekend, right?
Yeah, everybody's in there all the time. That's what you're getting?
Yeah, that's my payment, right? We're talking shit about them.
We need a cabana that is the official, that is the dedicated to the JJTM.
Yeah. So
the official JJTM cabana.
Getting back to what I was saying, though, is I think the only thing that is going to work because of our mouths, and we do not want advertisers trying to tell us what to do at all, period, no matter if they're local or national, is the only thing that's going to keep us freed up to talk the crap that we talk is doing a donation model.
What about...
Or hookers. We could sell hookers on the show.
So you want to start...
I've thought about it.
...using our podcast to human traffic.
To human traffic. If we start human trafficking, we could make money and quit our stupid fucking jobs. But if we do... If we want to keep it legit, really the only thing that I think we can do is start donations. A donation, a value for value system, like a point system like they use, where you get
to
certain values.
And then we'll reward you.
We'll talk
about your donation. And
yep.
We tell people that you're the coolest ever.
They're part of the show.
I mean, I'm totally down for it. I just wonder if people would do it.
Not going to hurt. I mean,
let's try it. Let's see.
It's not going to hurt. No. The and that's why we're down here. That's why we're about to have to get off the phone with you guys, is because
the phone.
We have a meeting with
the phone?
With Adam.
I'm on the phone.
Hello.
And Alex
the
Jones.
The phone is ringing.
Here's the thing.
Oh.
We've been in talks with Alex Jones, and if you people don't donate, then you have to listen to Alex Jones all the time.
I wouldn't mind that. I like listening to Alex Jones. I like smoking weed and listening to Alex Jones. Allison Jones.
They're farming babies out there in the cornfields. I can't get my voice that grovelly.
I don't see how he does it either. It's like he's a wrestler, brother. It's like a talk, Stan.
When we went to the Comic-Con, and I did Hulk Hogan for one segment, my voice was gone for like 2 weeks.
Did you hear that bit where Stephen Colbert did Alex Jones?
Yeah.
And how it sounded? Like, he sounded just like him.
I didn't think
he did. A little bit different. And the pitch was a little high.
Look, they have IKEA down here.
They got the growling.
We're in Round Rock, guys. Round Rock. Round Rock has an IKEA.
I love that store, man.
And they have a strip club right next to a Toys R Us. That always cracked me up.
See that Twin Peaks right over there?
Yeah.
I got... Oh, is it? Or is it the next one?
It's way down here.
Yeah, I got booked up there one night waiting for you and Jeremy.
What were we doing?
Oh, no, it wasn't you. It was just Jeremy. He was bringing me some... Beep! That's our censorship.
That's how you censor
He was bringing me some booger... Some booger shook night. Booger shook night.
Night. So, ooh, I had a question earlier.
Hey, we can help.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Cop. You need us to hit her with your nightstick? Wait, that is not right. I had a question driving down here. And
beep.
We never had a answer.
Someone cussed.
So I'm going to pass it on to the people that might be listening to this, is Monsanto. The evilness that is Monsanto.
You're starting a new conspiracy theory here?
Are there strains of marijuana that Monsanto has jacked with?
Does your marijuana
come from Monsanto?
Have taintings from Monsanto?
Monsanto.
See you next with Dale Hansen.
But do you think they've been genetically engineering?
I don't know, man.
Do you think they've put any focus?
I think they're just
cross.
I don't know. See, I don't know if crossbreeding is the same as genetically modifying. Crossbreeding is just crossbreeding. You got two different types of strains of weed, and you get them to fornicate with each other.
Well, the thing, like Monsanto's deal is that they go in, and this is what they say they do, is that they try to genetically engineer plants to where they will grow in any climate, mm-hmm. any type of soil, and that they will repel insects.
A lot of controversy behind this company.
Yeah, a lot of controversy. So is there really a need to repel insects from marijuana? Is there like grubs or anything that attack marijuana stalks? Do you know?
You're talking the wrong guy. I just smoke it. I don't study it.
What's all that stuff in your backyard?
Those are experiments for Monsanto.
So
you saw that? I'm going to have to shoot you now.
Oh. I was just wondering, like, maybe, you know who we should talk to about this? He probably would know from his old days.
Willie Nelson?
Uh-huh. We're down here. He's around here somewhere. I can feel it.
We're down by Luckenbach, Texas?
He comes to Austin all the time to hang out.
Down in Luckenbach, Texas?
Luckenbach, Texas. With Waylon and Willie.
With Waylon and Willie and the boys. All right, we're done.
Round Rock sucks.
No, it doesn't. I love the people of Round Rock. They've always welcomed me with open legs, arms.
Traffic in Round Rock is what I mean. That's the hotel we normally stay at right there. When I was doing the Twin Peaks stuff, we would drag all the girls there before and after the bikini contest.
And they welcomed
contest.
You with open legs? I mean arms?
With legs wide open.
Austin, Texas, we're coming for you. Please be prepared with your legs wide open. Welcome us with open legs.
It is the, as I say, the perfumed inner thigh of Austin that we want.
The perfumed inner thigh of Austin.
It tempts you. The city of Austin tempts you.
It's so you don't get that woof of the river, like that, like they, the stench, like so they put a little where we're going. There's some little perfume that's been placed right there, so you don't smell the.
I thought the
stench
perfume,
that's a few streets over. Is that what you're saying?
No, I thought the perfume
was to cover up the fishy.
Was to entice you. And to lead you to the promised land.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was.
I thought it was a cover-up because you didn't want to smell the real stank.
No, no, no. You want to get in that stank, and it leads you there. It's like a.
I like Austin stank.
It's like a glowing neon arrow to vagina. Just pointing there and saying, "Open 24 hours a day."
Fuck Austin.
Yeah, let's the whole city line them up. Right? No?
Hello?
I'm still here. Hello? I'm still here. Is it bad when you don't have drops and you start doing them yourself?
I was doing the censorship a while ago. I was bleeping.
Bleep! And you know what? It's actually my period blood.
Hey, I want to do an overcussing show pretty soon. Like, we can do a short one, and then but put in the bleeps.
Oh, my God.
To see how many bleeps it actually is.
An editing nightmare.
And let's send it to Joe for editing.
I did want to ask you on this trip driving down here.
Am I coming out?
With the mics on or off. Did you see the Fort Worth Weekly Music Award list? It's out.
Mm-mm. I've just heard rumors upon rumors.
You should look it up on your phone real quick. It's up there and you can look in the categories. Tomorrow, Sunday, before Memorial Day, Jeffrey Lord is coming to the temple with Eric Griffey to discuss. Are you going to come over for this?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
No. I'll be partying tomorrow.
At Seth's?
Mm-hmm.
So will I.
Then how are you going to do that?
I'm leaving it around 8. Run over there. I don't want to party too hard because I don't drink anymore.
I don't either.
So
partying just doesn't mean you can party on life.
But if you're around people that are partying and drinking, it's going to lead you to drinking.
Ah, I know what you're talking about there.
You know,
dream machines of Austin.
When people try to
Indian motorcycles. Hold on. Can I get in trouble for just like doing this? Like FXT6100. Look them up. They have a Honda Accord Black.
Honda two
door, four door. Honda Civic. My bad. Honda Civic with a Dallas bumper sticker.
Why are you calling these people out? Because of hot chicken it?
4X379 B2 Chevrolet. White Chevrolet Tahoe going southbound 35.
Are we now a police scanner?
GMC. Hold on, I got one here, a hot one here.
You're not doing your phonetics right.
I know, I did the Fox Extra Echo
Charlie. Fox X-ray Lima.
I thought it was Echo.
031.
Oh, X-ray.
X-ray.
Yeah.
It's for X.
X-ray Echo Charlie Alpha.
Do you know them all?
No.
Delta. Always throws me off.
Uh-oh.
The letter
That's
I.
That's indica.
Indigo.
Indigo.
And
it's not indica?
H is Harry or Hilo.
I thought it was hexical.
Hexical?
Yeah.
Okay. There's another one that always throws me off, too. K is kilo.
Uh-huh. You know why they call it Kilo.
G is Gamma?
Got drugs in the government. I tell you, drugs in our military.
What's Y? Yellow?
I'm here to tell you. If you don't think there's drugs in our military, then there's something wrong with you. You can't see the writing on the wall. I'm here to tell you.
Paul, Delta, Henry, Charlie.
Hello.
Foxtrot. 1993. Gamma. What's M? Mike.
Mastodon.
Gamma. We should do our own, yeah. And it's all bands. Like, Alice in Chains. What would be? Baroness. C. I need a C.
Crowbar.
No, Converge.
Converge, yeah.
Damn, a D?
Dillinger Escape Plan.
Too long. Which one do you want? You just say Dillinger.
Wait, you'd have D, E.
Oh, Dillinger Escape.
Escape, and then...
What's you... F? Fudge Tunnel.
Yeah.
G?
Grun.
Gamora.
Gamora. Gojira.
Gojira. Duh. Where yeah. Are we at? Gojira. Dude.
H?
H, huh. I don't know any H's.
Harlow.
Are they still around?
I don't know.
Does Harlow still exist?
Wasn't that one of the bands on the Run bands?
Harlow.
Harlow.
Oh, it was, because all the chicks, right? And then one dude. It's like three chicks, one dude or something.
Harlow.
Yeah. This up here is the Twin Peaks you were talking about where you got a blowjob in the parking lot.
No, it was
from a toothless hooker. Oh, I thought this is where you got blown in
booger
the parking
shook.
Lot.
Booger shook.
You go that way if you want to go to the lake.
Yes. So we're on I?
35.
H-I. Yeah, we're
oh,
on
we're
I.
Oh, we're on I.
Inner Arma.
Okay. Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden. J. Jackal.
K-M-F-D-M.
L.
That'll just confuse everybody. 7. Lamb of God.
Yeah. Lamb of God.
M. Mastodon. N. Nine Inch Nails.
Motley Crue. N.
Nine Inch Nails.
Neurosis. Neurosis.
O. Offspring.
Nice.
P.
Opeth.
Opeth. There you go. Palehead. Pig Face.
Peach.
Peaches. Q, Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, dude. Queensryche.
R.
Radiohead.
Rage Against the Machine.
S.
I like the long skinny puppy.
Striper.
Oh, Striper. T, type out negative.
Testament.
Oh, Testament. I like that one.
I keep doing the alphabet to fill in where we're at.
U. Urizen.
Union Underground. Oh, Mr. Dead Man.
V. Voivod.
Van Halen.
Ah, oh, there we go. V, and then W is Weezer, but that's not a good one. Whitesnake.
Whitechapel.
Ooh, Whitechapel. X, Mobius.
X King, the brothers of King X.
The cover band?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, we got, we got two more.
NXS?
Why? Yellow card. Ooh, that's terrible.
Ooh.
That was a terrible one.
Why?
Yingwei Malmsteen.
Let's
see. Is this where I get off?
Let me think of a good one for why.
I always forget. Yeah, this is it.
Why's tough.
Yingwei.
You said yellow card?
Yeah, that was stupid.
Yellow
lead better. Zebrahead.
I wasn't done with my why. I haven't thought of one. Let's see. Come on, people, help me.
Yoko.
In the chat room. Hit me up.
That's all we need. We need an on-screen chat room.
I can't believe why's tripped me up. Yellow card. Yellow Submarine? No. That's a Beatles cover
band,
isn't it?
Song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so far, this is the worst thing we've ever done on the road.
Why?
Why?
Come on.
R, Russian circles.
Already did that. Didn't we? Let's do it backwards after we do it frontwards.
And come up with other ones?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do I have any Y artists in here?
Yeah, check.
I'm looking. Horse.
We haven't got to W
We don't
yet.
Have any horse. Yeah, we have. We're at Y.
Oh, yeah, we are.
I don't know your alphabet. Let's look on the...
Did you have no
Y's? We
haven't
got to Z to Y. What? Let's see. I don't have any Y's on my phone. Let's see what's the Y.
Let me see. You know what? I should have cheated all along.
Whiskey dick.
Let's see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's young widows. There you go. Those are the two Y's I have.
Hold on. If I see one more fishing picture that has Jeffrey Lord, I'm going to throw my phone out the window.
He wants to do a fishing show really bad.
I do too.
I do too. We just need to go fishing one morning.
I got to start fishing again. Waiting on Spotify to wake up so I can put a Y.
Why? I haven't been fishing in a while now that I think about it. We can go up there to Roanoke, go get some sand bass. You want to go sand bass fishing?
Yellow Claw, Yellow Wolf, Young M.A., Young Money.
Young Money, Yusuf. Young M.C.
Yellow Card. Oh, you said Yellow Card. Yo-Yo Ma. Yuna. There is no... I don't listen to... I don't... I guess there's no bands that I listen to that start with Y.
That stinks.
All right, what was Z?
ZZ Top.
Zebra
Head.
Zebra Head. Zappa.
Frank Zappa? Just Zappa.
Zappa.
Which Zappa would you want?
Let's see. See what happens when I put in Z. Zach Brown Band.
Oh, Zach Brown. What about Zach Wilde?
ZZ Top, Zion, and Lennox. See, those are artists, but yeah.
Zach Wilde?
I would say Zach Wilde's kind of like Zappa. Zed's Dead.
Tobacco.
That's...
We're back in T's. I know.
Jay-Z.
Man, I got some decent
So there's ones. Only really two bands that we hardly have any... That we hardly listen to the letter...
Could you do this with local bands?
Oh, that'd be tough.
It would be
go
tough.
Go for it.
A. What's their names? They did the cover of In the Air Tonight.
Disturbed?
No.
Didn't they do that?
No.
I thought they were
Disturbed
the one that did
the... It is the sound of sorrow.
Didn't they also do...
Hello, darkness,
I think they
my
did the,
old friend.
I think they did the... or maybe it was the... There is another cover that they did.
They did
some other dude
Shout.
Cover.
Shout. Let it
maybe
all
that's
out.
It.
And then they do Shout. I should have done Shout the Devil.
I don't know. We're almost there. I gotta go. I gotta smoke a cigarette and pee.
I know who this is.
Mastodon?
No, A.
Oh.
Adele. No.
I think I got them in here.
Oh, we're doing local bands?
Yeah, I was trying to... Oh, shit. I don't have them in here. Damn it. Never mind. All right.
What's the band that we're having on Tuesday called?
Oh. It starts with an A, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Azaline?
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
All right, we're done.
Stupid.
And that's a lead to our next show.
Yeah, that'll lead you to the next show. You may hear more of us later. I doubt it.
It depends.
From this point on...
Debauchery.
It's debauchery. It's spread legs.
Spread leg Austin.
It's snorting coke off clitoris.
We're about to pull up to Jeremy's. I'll have him make some calls.
Make calls.
We're gonna have to. Yeah.
Why does he have to make calls?
Edit.
Sitting in the house.
You better get the time code on this.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
He's gonna end up getting a divorce because of us. Is his wife down here, or did she just bail altogether?
No, she's like,
I'm
we
out
were
of here.
Coming. Is like, I'm not any part of this weekend. I'm out. That's what she said.
A good thing.
It is. It is good. All right. So, signing off from. The fields of
Dagobah system.
Pflugerville in a FEMA Region 6. I would be Dustin Schneider.
I am Matt Stubbs from the Dagobah system.
We'll talk to you next week on the worst podcast in the universe.
Yes.
Good night.
Fuck your mama.
Stack right there.